Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. This morning, I came upon a quote in an old journal I was reviewing. Henry David Thoreau, one of my all-time favorite teachers, writers, he wrote, "Dwell as near as possible to the channel in which your life flows." Dwell as near as possible to the channel in which your life flows. What does that mean? I sat with it a while this morning. What does it mean? Where does my life flow? Where's this channel where my life flows? Well, we can think about it as just the flow of energy, right? The flow of energy, we know what it feels like when energy is moving, when life is moving through us. We feel like we're living on the verge, right? Literally, not even the way I talk about it, but we're on the verge in each moment. Life, energy is moving through us, informing us, directing us, leading us, guiding us to the next word to speak, the next turn to make, the what to let go of, what to lean into. When we're close up to that flow of energy, we feel better. I talk about this so much in my writing, in my teaching, in my book. When we're able to shift in a way and leave all of the baggage and the junk behind, we're able to inch up closer to this channel where life flows. And I think that so much of what we're doing out there and what we're talking about with each other is our own perspectives on how we feel when life flows for us. So we can talk about it in a lot of ways, and I'm going to do that in a little bit. But first, I'd like to just paint the picture of what it feels like for me when life flows. What it feels like when I'm living close to the channel or the state in which life flows more effortlessly for me. And for me, it feels smooth. I don't know, there's something very smooth about the unfolding moment to moment when you feel like you're in sync, when you feel like you're aligned and grounded, stable. There's just an unfolding of moment to moment, an ease of being when I'm nice and intimate with that channel, right? When I'm not blocked or stuck. There's an openness about how life appears, how I see life, how I experience life, when I'm allowing life to flow more smoothly. And it feels like I'm more available, like I'm more fully in my shoes, if that makes any sense. I'm more fully standing on that stable ground of being when I am close to that channel where life flows. And so I know what it feels like. And this is what I teach about. We feel this very often, every day. We're experiencing this openness, this unfolding. It's just that we often get caught up in where life doesn't flow. Where life doesn't flow smoothly, where we get stuck, where we feel speedy, where we feel like we're just misaligned, right, or unstable. And we focus so much of our time there that we forget to lean into and experience where life is flowing already and when it does. So real quick here, where do we feel that life doesn't flow? How does it feel in our body, in our mind, in our relationships when life isn't flowing? Well, so let me just say that, life is always flowing, right? We can't stop that. But what we can do is block ourselves from being up and close to the channel. So I hope this is starting to make some sense. You know, if you think of the channel as like the river of life, right? That river where life flows. Sometimes it's like a mad gush, you know, a big overflow of energy. And sometimes the river's just calm, but it's always slowly moving. We move close and further back from that river or that channel constantly. Oftentimes, when we're really busy, right? We get stuck in our busy mind. I talk about this a lot. I've talked about it in a bunch of different episodes. When we get caught in our busy mind, it disconnects us from that flow of life, from that source. We can be on speed, you know, moving through life really quickly, doing, 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 always thinking and hanging on to stuff or getting caught in drama. All of this mental junk and the emotional baggage, it keeps us far away from the source, from the channel, from the flow of life. And we know that, right? So there's this constant shifting back and forward, forward and in and out and up and down to find our ground. If you think about the plane that goes from New York to California to LA, that plane, the pilot is sitting, you know, in the cockpit. She is always slightly off course, right? There's always course correcting happening. So we do this all day long. We find ourselves off balance and we course correct. We find ourselves feeling sort of out of sync and unbalanced, and we shift our state. And this is really what it means to be empowered. It's having the tools and knowing you have the tools and then actually using the tools to help you shift so that you spend more of your time close to that continuous unfolding of life's life force of energy, and noticing when you get pulled back away, disconnected from your natural state of being. So I like to talk about this in really simple terms because it's not that complicated, folks. You're doing it already, right? We're all doing it already. Otherwise, we wouldn't be listening to a podcast. You wouldn't have found your way to a podcast and actually pressed play, right? So it's all good. Now it's just time, perhaps, to become a little bit more refined in how you go about doing this. And what I like to talk about is this idea of being out of sync and in sync. When we're in sync, we feel present, right? We feel like we're in flow. We feel like there's connection, there's spontaneity, we're acting and reacting in a way that's present and aware. We're in sync. Life is grooving, right? When we're out of sync, however, we'll feel disconnected from our body, disconnected from people, disconnected from nature, disconnected. And that often leads to feeling foggy or fuzzy, ungrounded. I know me, I get impatient when I feel out of sync, anxious, unstable. Right? So just pulling ourselves back from that always occurring, continuously occurring, flowing source of life, the present moment, when we get ourselves pulled too far back, we start to feel really ungrounded. And I just call that being out of sync, right? In fact, I got to be honest with you, I'm feeling a little bit out of sync this morning. Had a late night, had a couple of days of, you know, too much food, not enough exercise, not enough stillness, a lot of noise, a lot of travel, and I'm just feeling slightly out of sync. And so, listen, it happens, right? But that doesn't mean we throw in the towel. That means that we wake up and we use our tools. So we know what it feels like to be in sync, right? We talked about that already when we're close to that channel. where life flows. You know, we feel more smooth, open, available, spontaneous, joyful, childlike, creative. How do we do that? How do we course correct from being out of sync to being in sync? You already have a ton of tools because you're already doing this stuff. Couple of things that I talk about. In fact, show 4 called Inner Silence, I talked about 2 of the ways that I feel are the most effective state shifters. The way that we can shift from feeling out of sync to being back in sync. And that is silence and stillness. I talked about quite a bit in that episode about finding not only outer silence, but inner silence. And finding and experiencing not only outer stillness, but inner stillness. So go ahead and take a listen to that once again, episode 4. There's one more variable that I feel that can really help us quickly shift from feeling out of sync to in sync, and that is through rhythm. Deep rhythm. You know, our heart rate, you know, we put our hand on our heart often, where we just tune into our heart rate, our heart beating, the thump, thump, thump. It can settle us, right? But oftentimes we're not inclined to do that. I'm not inclined to do that. However, listening to our breath, simple, right? Taking a few breaths, finding a rhythmic breath can do so much to settle our nervous system, to help us settle our busy mind, and to help us shift beyond all the busyness into that state of clarity, calm, ease. So really simple is just listening to your breath to find rhythm. Great other things that you know, I love to move. I'm all about movement, moving your body, going for a walk. I have a trampoline, this little rebounder in my basement. Sometimes I'll just jump on my rebounder. You know, if I'm feeling a little dull and disconnected, right? Jumping on my rebounder helps me to wake up. But even just a walk or a few breaths with your arms in the air, I do this with a lot of mindful movement. I've got it on my app. Check it out. Mindful movement, YouTube too, right? Just grab that and do that with me. Even a few minutes, inhale, arms up, exhale, arms down, inhale, arms up. Exhale, arms down, right? Do that 10 times and you've already shifted your state. Any kind of rhythm, cycling, running, walking, swimming, rocking, right? We rock babies side to side when the baby is out of sync for whatever reason. We shift back and forth a few times and help our babies to settle and calm. We are the same. So using rhythm as a way to help you dwell closer or as near as possible, as Thoreau said, to the channel in which your life flows. Noticing when you're out of sync and shifting into being in sync. So my question for you, I'm going to give you this question to ask yourself over and over throughout the day. Am I out of sync? Am I out of sync? Usually you won't feel called to ask the question if you're in sync. Because when you're in flow, you're not thinking about anything else. You're just doing, you're just living. But when you're starting to feel a little off, like I do today, you'll ask yourself over and over, am I out of sync? And then know that you've got tools, rhythm, silence, stillness, and I'm sure there's a slew others I'd love to hear from you as a way to shift back into being in sync, in flow, in life, near the channel where life continues to unfold for us in such a brilliant way. I'd like to leave you today with a very simple breathing exercise. So join me. You can be driving, you can be walking, you could be sitting still. If you are, close your eyes. We're just going to follow our continuous breath, finding the rhythm, natural rhythm of our breathing, so simple, just for a minute or two. And you can always just turn off this podcast once you get going and continue on. So here we go, just relaxing wherever you are, even if you're walking. Tune into your breath. So try not to manipulate your breath at all. Don't change it. Just noticing your inhale. Notice your exhale. Finding a continuous breath. In other words, don't stop your breath in between. Breathing in, breathing out. Just riding the rhythm. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Take a few more on your own. You could even envision a circle going round and round in one continuous loop. And you can always continue on the simple primer practice of just continuous breath. And I'll leave you with one more time this lovely quote from Thoreau. Dwell as near as possible to the channel in which your life flows. And I will add, and from there, you recognize what it feels like to be right in the center of your life, right there on the verge, where everything you do better, where you feel more open and bright, awake, and fully alive. If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play, and help me help more folks show up for their high definition, high voltage life.